Opening night in college basketball hasn't really been formalized in any way since the days many years ago when everyone began the season on December 1. That was back when the regular season consisted of 26 games and the Final Four was played in March. The term March Madness, now trademarked by the NCAA, was first uttered when the season ended in March. Now it stretches into April. What's more, most teams play 31 or 32 regular season games, and everyone has a conference tournament. Back in the December 1 launch era, the only conference that had a postseason tournament was the ACC. Once conference commissioners and athletic directors began to figure out that there was money to be made on conference tournaments, they flourished. Then, exempt events began to sprout up on Thanksgiving weekend. The first exempt event was the Rainbow Classic, which was launched by the University of Hawaii in 1964. In order to get big-name teams from the mainland to make the long trip to Honolulu, Hawaii was able to convince the NCAA to make its 8-team tournament exempt from the 26-game regular season limit, meaning that the 3 games played in Hawaii didn't count towards the 26-game limit. Given the chance to play 3 extra games and to tell recruits they would get a Christmastime trip to Hawaii, coaches jumped at the chance to play. The Great Alaska Shootout, initially known as the Seawolf Classic, was started in 1978 and, because of the travel, also received an NCAA exemption. Through the years, more and more exempt events were sanctioned, many of them around the Thanksgiving holidays. I covered the Great Alaska Shootout on Thanksgiving weekend in 1984 when I was the Maryland beat writer for the Washington Post. I was on the same flight to Anchorage with Maryland, and during a stopover in Seattle, the players and coaches from Kansas boarded the flight. Kansas's coach at the time was Larry Brown, and he and his wife stopped to say hello to Maryland coach Lefty Drizel. "Where's Joyce?" Brown's wife at the time, Barbara, asked Drizel. "Home," Lefty said. She didn't want to go to Alaska for Thanksgiving. "Only person willing to go with me to Alaska for Thanksgiving is Feinstein," he said, gesturing to me. I was thrilled to be in Alaska with Lefty. My most vivid memory of the trip was waking up in the pitch dark on Thanksgiving morning to turn on the football game from Detroit, which started at 8:30 local time. 2 hours later, the sun came up. By 3:30, it had set. Nowadays, almost everyone plays in some kind of exempt event. Years ago, the NCAA had a rule that teams could play in an exempt event only once every 4 years to try to see to it that non-power teams would get invited. Now there are so many tournaments that just about everyone plays in them, and power schools pick and choose where they want to play each year. The start of the season has gotten earlier and earlier. By December 1, the date that used to start the season, most teams have played at least half a dozen games, and many have played in an early season tournament. Opening night for the 2018-2019 season was November 6th, with almost all the 353 teams in Division I men's basketball playing. The most glamorous place to be that night was Indianapolis, for an insurance company-sponsored, TV-created annual doubleheader involving Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State, and Kansas, 4 of the blue blood programs in college basketball. All 4 coaches, Mike Krzyzewski, John Calipari, Tom Izzo, and Bill Self, are already in the Hall of Fame. The teams were ranked number 1, Kansas, number 2, Kentucky, number 4, Duke, and number 10, Michigan State, in preseason polls. In the 8 years that the doubleheader had been played, only one team, Michigan State in 2011, had not been ranked when the event was held. Last season, the only one of the 4 to make it to Minneapolis was the lowest ranked and least feted, Michigan State. This was the first time the Champions Classic, insert the corporate name in front of Champions, had been held on opening night. The coaches usually like to get a game or two under their belt before playing another top team. The rotation called for Kansas to play Michigan State and for Duke to play Kentucky. I decided to leave the glamour and the hype of the evening to television, basketball's media royalty, and others. Instead, I headed up I-95 to North Philadelphia to see Temple and LaSalle open against each other. I am an unabashed fan of the Big 5: Temple, LaSalle, Villanova, St. Joseph's, and Pennsylvania. Once upon a time, whenever teams in the Big 5 played one another, the games were played in the Palestra, which is located on Penn's campus in West Philadelphia. There's no basketball venue like the Palestra, which opened on New Year's Day in 1927. It is not the oldest on-campus gym in the country. Northeastern's Matthews Arena opened in 1910, but has been primarily a hockey arena for most of its existence. It first hosted a college basketball game in 1936, but didn't become the regular home of a college basketball team until 1981, when Northeastern began playing home games there. Fordham's Rose Hill Gym opened in 1925, and Harvard's Leavitt's Pavilion a year later, and have hosted college basketball games since day one, but neither has the tradition of the Palestra, if only because no place has the tradition of the Palestra.